This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Grantley Adams Memorial to reopen in January after being closed since the start of the term due to environmental issues. Classes at Coleridge and Parry School resume today. Meantime, the Democratic Labour Party wants government to address all schools during the Christmas break. The Barbados Accreditation Council closely monitoring the use of artificial intelligence at tertiary level institutions. A Green Hill St. Michael resident plans to rebuild her business following a fire which destroyed her home, and Jamaica police launch a probe into gun and ammunition seizure at Sangster Airport. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Grantley Adams Memorial School is to reopen in January after being closed since the start of this term due to environmental issues. Chairman of the school, George Griffith, tells Starcom Network News that extensive and costly remediation work has been carried out at the St. Joseph Institution throughout most of this term to address the concerns raised during the first week. He disclosed that several meetings have taken place with parents through the PTA, as well as with the school staff and professionals in the Ministry of Education, in order to keep all stakeholders updated. Mr. Griffith stresses that the stakeholders will again be fully briefed before the reopening.
I'm happy to report that only this afternoon, Mr. Walton, who is in charge of the remediation program, reported to me that all work will be completed by tomorrow. In fact, they're simply mopping up now, and that testing of the environment has already taken place. As you know, there must be air quality tests and so on. A summary of the remediation process is to be submitted to me over this weekend, and a full report by early next week. It is proposed that all stakeholders will be invited to the presentation of the full report before the reopening of the school.
Mr. Griffith believes the school is now ready for reopening.
I'm happy to report that much progress has been made, and we are very satisfied that we are on the right track, and that come the opening of the school term in January, the school will be open for students, but this will happen only after we have had all stakeholders come to the school, walk through, and see the presentation that the professionals will give.
Chairman of the Grantley Adams Memorial School, George Griffith. Meantime, the Democratic Labour Party wants government to resolve all issues affecting schools during the Christmas break. Spokesperson for Education, Felicia Dujon, tells Starcom Network News that checks for bees need to be carried out at all schools before the new term in January.
Ministry of Housing is responsible for the upkeep of schools across the island, and we are hoping that the matters relating to beehives have been addressed and will be addressed. In particular, we are hoping that whoever is responsible within that ministry conduct a more inclusive investigation to all schools in Barbados so that we would not have this constant closures of schools. However, we are hoping again that we have to be very mindful that there are students and persons that are allergic to bee stings. So we are hoping that such matters will be addressed for the reopening of schools.
Democratic Labour Party spokesperson for Education, Felicia Dujon. And classes at Coleridge and Parry School resume today. A release by the Ministry of Education stated that the Ministry of Agriculture completed its inspection of the school's premises, including the roof and trees on the compound, and confirmed that there are no bee habitats on the premises. This has resulted in the school being cleared to reopen. The Barbados Accreditation Council says they are closely monitoring the impact of artificial intelligence and what that is having on higher education institutions in Barbados. The Council's Research and Development Officer, John Ree Waterman, disclosed this at the 20th Annual Conference and General Meeting of the Caribbean Area Network for Quality Assurance for Tertiary Education at the Pegasus Hotel in Jamaica recently. He says tertiary institutions must ensure that students are not utilizing the technology to give the impression that their breadth of knowledge is greater than it really is.
As it relates to the use of AI-powered technologies, they're not going anywhere. Global institutions will continue to incorporate AI-powered tools into their teaching and learning process. What this will do is advance the quality of the higher education process, and higher education institutions that fail to address this run the risk of being left behind on the quality curve. This presents a challenge for EQAAs like the BAC, as it seeks to assure and enhance the quality of the local higher education space. As it relates to the academic integrity concerns, the biggest fear is the ability of students to subvert the rigor of the academic process in favor of skipping straight to the finishing line and receiving qualifications and awards that do not speak to their actual level of knowledge and understanding.
He highlighted some ways the issue can be addressed.
These include conducting assessments to determine the capacity to incorporate emerging technologies such as AI that can improve the quality of educational offerings. We understand that based on your size and scope, for some institutions, there may not be any feasible AI-powered tools that would actually provide any significant improvements to your institution. But this stance should not be taken without conducting the assessment. So our recommendation is that you conduct the assessment, then you can determine whether there is any use to the institution, but it must be done first. Also, as the BAC, there is this scope for us to review our quality standards to ensure that they adequately call upon institutions to address and respond to technological advancements.
Research and Development Officer, the Barbados Accreditation Council, John Ray Waterman. A Green Hill St. Michael resident is describing the fire which destroyed her home on Wednesday as a freak accident. 12 officers from the Bridgetown and Arch Hall fire stations responded to the blaze just after 3 p.m., which gutted the wooden and wall structure. Talicia Lewis, who lives with her two children and father and also operates her baking business there, said she was out when the fire started.
Left home to head to the door to do some stuff that the hardware store not with me after. And then we got to the hardware store. When I got to the hardware store, then one of the workers had pointed out the billowing smoke. So he had asked my daughter, but he had said to my daughter, you know, he was hoping it was at her home that was on fire. I don't know how far from where the store is. And when I got back home, the house was pretty much done. So that was, you know, less than 25 minutes and it was pretty much engulfed.
She said they lost everything.
Right now, we're representative of the SUP for the next 2 weeks, so we're safe. Just basically figuring out the road ahead. So naturally needing the assistance from people to rebuild our home and just, you know, chart the path forward, because obviously we would have lost everything. My business would have been there, so that would have been affected as well. So all the equipment and everything would have been pretty much destroyed. We're just We have to pick up the pieces and start over. So we are looking to do right now.
Fire victim Talicia Lewis. In Jamaica, a high-level probe is underway into the seizure of several guns and ammunition at the Sangster International Airport in the western parish of St. James. It's reported that 24 guns and 200 rounds of ammunition were allegedly found a week ago in the luggage of a man who arrived from Florida. Some of the firearms were reportedly dismantled. National Security Minister Dr. Horace Chang says the find is another success story for the customs enforcement teams. And finally, a 7.0 magnitude earthquake was reported off the coast of Northern California yesterday. The earthquake was reported at 10:44 a.m. local time, and that's according to the National Tsunami Warning Center. The epicenter of the strong quake was off the coast of Portulaca in Humboldt County. However, a tsunami warning that had been issued for coastal areas in California and Oregon, including San Francisco, was canceled just before noon local time. Recapping the headlines. Grantley Adams Memorial to reopen in January after being closed since the start of the term due to environmental issues. Classes at Coleridge and Parry School resume today. Meantime, the Democratic Labour Party wants government to address all schools during the Christmas break. The Barbados Accreditation Council closely monitoring the use of artificial intelligence at tertiary level institutions. A Green Hill St. Michael resident plans to rebuild her business following a fire which destroyed her home. And Jamaica police launch a probe into gun and ammunition seized at Sangster Airport. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.